Hey y'all, are you guys ready to take control of your sexual health? My friends over at Dame Products have announced their latest product, at-home STI kits. And each kit is discreetly packaged and designed for a safe and pleasurable experience. All orders are reviewed by licensed providers at certified labs. And your results will be shared with you via a secure and private portal. And if there happens to be an abnormality or positive result, a medical professional will reach out to discuss all of that with you. So this new year, 2024, you want to prioritize your sexual health and well-being because you know what? Knowing your status is sexy as fuck. And as a Booney Breakdown listener, you can get 10% off your purchase of your Dame at Home STI kit by using the code Booney10. That's Booney, all cap letters, 10. Head on over to Dame.com to get you one today. Hey y'all, it's your girl Booney, and you're listening to the Booney Breakdown Podcast, your source for all things responsible and ratchet. Well, all right. Welcome to this week's episode. It's a fun one because you know why? We have the problematic fave Brian is here. You know, we recorded this some days ago, and I honestly don't even remember what we talked about. But that's par for the course with an episode with Brian, right? Like, I remember we talk about him being in school and dating older and dating younger. I don't know. It's just a fun one. It's fun. You guys know what it's like when Brian is here. And so I don't even have to set that up much. So just keep listening because we're going to get into that conversation with him. Right now, we're hopping into my pick of the week. And my pick of the week, you know, at first I was going to pick 16 Carriages by Beyonce because I just feel like everyone's on the little hoedown song. And I just feel like, to me, I like 16 Carriages. I don't really like that other Texas song. But I said, you know what? That girl don't need no more promotion. She don't need nothing from me. And so I am choosing my pick of the week this week is Maya's new song, Anytime. I have been obsessed since Spotify put it on my homepage, New Music. It is such a good song. Like, I want everybody to run that shit up. It's real R&B and it's a nice bop. And you know, the thing is, Maya has been independent for a while and dropping a lot of music and people don't listen to her music. And so I'm hoping that because I gave it a little Booney approved stamp of approval that you will head to your Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, wherever you listen to it, YouTube, wherever, and check out the song because it really is a really great record. So if she's putting out a new album and this is the feel I'm going to get, I'm excited because she had an album, I think back in like 2016 or 2017 that I loved. So if we're getting the feel of this Anytime song is her new project, sign me up. I'm all in. Booney pick of the week.
Housekeeping.
Come back later, please.
Housekeeping.
Not now.
All right, housekeeping. So feedback from episode 251, Black Feminist Freak with Goddess Honeybee. There was a lot of commentary on this one because people learned so many things. It's one of my favorite things about doing this podcast and having this platform is like showing people that y'all ain't freaks. Y'all think y'all a freak, but y'all not a freak until I have real freaks on. But this week, the conversation around kinks. And I got this one message that Booney, who knew that knife play was a thing? Every time I listen and you have someone on, I learn something new. I love this. But I'm like you. I think a knife across the nipple could feel a little sexy. So you was vibing with me. You was feeling the vibes that I was giving on that one, right? But yeah, if you even listened to last week's episode, go back and check that out with Goddess Honeybee. It was also interesting in Talk to Booney Tuesday last week. I did some questions around kinks and I got a lot of feedback from a lot of people who were Googling and saying, you know, I had to pull out the Googles because I didn't even know what some of these are. And you're not alone. Sometimes I don't know everything. Just because I have these people on the podcast, I don't know everything. But I got to say, learning about felching, that one was a new one for me. That one was a new one. But I love that people are so open to share with me their experiences and the things that they like and they're into. But just a lot. That world of kink is deep. It's deep. So you think you freaky and kinky. You probably not. You're probably vanilla and that is okay. But I also laugh because one of the comments I got on Instagram, somebody was like, "And I don't have no kink in me with the kink in this natural hair." And that shit was funny as fuck. So again, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, go ahead and check that one out. Next housekeeping point. There are three more episodes left in this season. We're down to our final three episodes. The season will be wrapping with our episode on March 11th. So that will be the last episode of season 13. So just mark your calendars that we're wrapping up. We're going to go on hiatus. But you know what happens when Boonie Breakdown goes on hiatus? Now, it won't be a hiatus like the hiatus of 2023, but we will be going on hiatus. But you know what normally happens when I go on hiatus? Live shows. Yeah, live shows usually happen when I go on hiatus. So more to come. Also, Patreon gang. Patreon gang, we had a lovely Galentine's Day. And as promised, our next book club selection has dropped. So if you have not heard, did not watch the video, our next book club selection will be Pussy Prayers. We will be reading Pussy Prayers from A Black Girl Bliss. So if you were interested in joining that discussion and reading the book along with us, then head on over to patreon.com/theboonie breakdown and you can join and participate. So I hope to see you, some new faces in Patreon gang. That would be amazing. And if you're new listening to this episode and you're new here, welcome. Thank you for listening and thank you for getting this far. And you know what I need you to do? Pick up your phone, pick up your iPad, log on wherever you are going on your social media and go to Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or Pinterest or YouTube and follow us at The Boonie Breakdown. Yep, at The Boonie Breakdown. If you're on Twitter, just at Boonie Breakdown. And if you know what, you're listening right now and you want to go in that Apple Podcast app or that Spotify app and you want to search and you want to give us a 5-star review, I will take those as well. Those 5-star reviews help. And if you're in Apple Podcast, you can leave some words. You can type a lovely message. I think it's been like 2 years since I've had a message in the app on Apple Podcasts about a review. So I would love to get some updated reviews in that app. It would be awesome. And I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. So any more ask? I don't think so. Just share this episode with your friends. Put it in your Insta story. You know, tag Brian, yell at Brian. Tag me and fuss about Brian. Or you could fuss about me. It's not always about him. But I know y'all love to hate Brian. So that is it for me. So let's get ready to break it down. Hey, y'all. Hey. So we're wrapping up season 13. One more time with the problematic fave. Brian, what's up?
What up?
How you be?
What's going on?
You stressed because you in school again.
Oh, my God. Nobody told me this shit was going to be like this.
I don't know why you did it, but I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
So I got like serious anxiety right now.
You anxious?
No, like it's crazy because
I don't even believe it.
Whenever I got stuff going on, like important stuff, I dream about it. So I'm already like in my mind going through my motions of what my day is going to look like. You know, if I got an interview or something big business wise, like I'm already like going through it so much in my head, you know, being a Virgo, I'm an overthinker. So
I always forget you're a Virgo until you say you're a Virgo.
Right. So what's ending up happening now is I always feel like I missed the deadline. So I'm like waking up, checking my syllabus, like shit is crazy. Like I'm literally like,
you're literally in school.
I'm like fucked up over here. Like I'm not sleeping good. Like I'm reading and I'm finishing work and I didn't learn anything. I'm like, woo, that's done. Like, woo, that's done. And then it's like, get on to the next chapter. Like
that is terrible.
Like, what did I do the last 2 or 3 chapters? Because I feel like a lot of it is busy work. And, you know, there are some things that I am learning. But a lot of the other stuff is like, well, we have to get work every week for you to complete something to get a grade for.
Yeah, I felt like when I did grad school was like the biggest part was just like time management, right? Like,
yeah.
Some things suck, but I don't feel like it was like, oh.
But that's the thing. That's the hardest thing for me is time management. Like, you know,
you do too much.
It's different looking at my classmates. They're 22 and 23 years old. So, you know, I'm in there and they like making jokes and shit like Mr. Brian and shit like that. But it's cool though. It's cool. But they don't have shit. I feel like they don't have shit to do.
All right, like, let me tell you. Let me tell you this right now. Don't be fucking on them little young girls while you think you're old ass in college.
Listen, I knew that shit was gonna come up because I'd be sitting around and my homeboys be making jokes and shit like, "You fuck one of them 22-year-old girls." I'm like, "Listen, man, I don't even feel comfortable. I don't even feel comfortable."
They're
even
like your daughter's age.
That's my whole thing. Like, I don't even feel comfortable looking at those little girls. Like, when I look in their face, they look like they could be my daughter or her or their friends.
Yeah.
Now, that's just too. That's too big of a gap. Like, I'll be 45. In September.
Yeah.
I only could go down to 25. I can't. 25 is pushing me. But 23.
Like, that's real. Like, that's your daughter.
Yeah, 25 is pushing it. But I don't know. What's your biggest gap? What's your biggest age gap?
The biggest age gap I've done is 10 years. But, and it's weird because it's not even that big, but it was weird when you talked in terms of calendar years. Like, I'd be like, "Oh my god, in 97 I was in the seventh grade," and he'd be like,
"Yeah,
damn, I was working for 7 years already."
Yeah, I had my own house. I was,
yeah, you know. I was like, "Oh," he's like, "My son turned one." I'm like, "Oh my god."
Yeah,
then it felt creepy, but it was like we still culturally knew stuff, but then he would say some stuff. I'd be like, "Yeah, at the mixers, we would dance to DMX." And he was like, "Yeah, I'd be on the corner with DMX."
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah, it's kind of so.
10 years, I feel, is enough.
So my biggest gap was 16 years up and 14 years down.
Now, can I honestly say, I've never had a youngest, never mind, I take that back. Right now, somebody I'm conversing with, they're 7 years younger than me.
Okay.
They're still in their 30s, but they're 7 years younger. This is my first young person. I normally go older. I feel like it's my daddy issues. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's how I was. So when I was 34... I dealt with an older woman. She was 50. I wouldn't even say we dealt with each other. It was kind of like we knew what it was. We were flirting. It was like a professional type of relationship. And my thrill was the fact that she was 50. Like, I didn't want her to be 49. I didn't want her to be like 48. It was real cool that, like, oh, she 50. Like,
so I'm going to say I fuck with you on this because I have this weird thing. I have not fucked a 50-year-old. And I only got 10 more months at 30s. So I have a very small window where I would like to fuck a 50-year-old while I'm still in my 30s. Don't ask me why, where this has come from, but I want to do it.
It's funny because, I mean, you got friends fucking 50-year-old niggas. I mean, at the end of the day, they're going to tell you it ain't no different. So for me, I'm like, when I see them niggas moving around at 50, I'm like, there's hope. Because niggas still be living. Like, niggas be, like, dressing young, traveling and shit. I'd be like, oh, shit, I thought when I turned 50, like, my dick was going to fall off. So, like, okay.
Shut up!
So, but, yeah, it was, like, the cool thing was, like, she was a badass 50, though. Like, banging-ass body. Like, she was like, "Baby, do you have condoms?" And I was
"Not baby, do you have condoms?"
I was like, yeah. Next thing I know, she come out the bedroom butt-ass naked on some grown woman shit, like tatted all up and fucking waist beads and shit. I was like, shit. Like, we ain't even get a chance to, like, lead up to nothing. It was like some old school shit. Like, some old school shit. Like, let me go slip into something a little more comfortable. Like, young girls. Like, I don't know. She had to go, like, wipe off or whatever. She just went in the bedroom, came back out butt-ass naked. Like, clothes folded, everything. I was like,
shit. Not clothes folded.
I was like, this shit about to be real.
Yo, I'm about to send you this video. It's this lady on Instagram. You nasty. You probably already seen her. Her body is fucking out of this world. She's claiming to be 50. People in the comments saying they know her in real life and she's 60 something. Even still, her body is incredible, but she be doing them little corny TikTok dances and shit. And it's like, sit your old ass down, right? Like, why you got to do all that? Just be fine as fuck, because she fine.
Yeah.
Her face is a little I'm just sent it to your DM.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. But even when, even dealing with like a young girl, I was 40 dealing with a 26-year-old, and
that's just so young. I can't.
It wasn't though. It was actually really cool because I would say that because she was young, we kind of had like a. I feel like I be telling the girls at school, I'm the youngest, coolest 44 nigga you ever gonna meet. Young, fly, flashy.
Don't say that.
I'm not your daddy. That's what I be telling them. I ain't your fucking daddy. I'm a cool ass nigga. Like, they be like, oh yeah, you really don't get 40. You know what I mean? But on some real shit, like, I was 40 and this girl was like 26, but I already feel like I'm like, joke a lot, play a lot. You know what I mean?
So you was a 40-year-old. What do you have in common with a 26-year-old?
Working out, going to the gym, hookah, you know, shit like that. Like,
not hookah.
But so the whole thing was, it was just a physical attraction, right? But it wasn't as shallow as you would think. Like, she actually, we had good conversations. Sometimes you'd be so shocked that your 26-year-old thinks better than some of your 30-year-olds or 40-year-olds.
Well, you know, I will say the little young guy just impressed the fuck out of me. We just had a conversation that I felt like was one of the most mature conversations I've ever had with a man in recent times. He's the youngest person I've talked to.
But that's what you'd be like, okay, like, cool. Because you automatically think, like, this shit about to be like a fucking airhead, or they now have nothing to talk about. But actually, you can be. I mean, at 26, I was doing a lot of big shit in my life. I wasn't no, like, oh, you know, like, I'm a slouch. I'm sitting around trying to figure my life out.
Yeah, so, I wasn't either at 26. I'm sitting here thinking, like, if one of my friends.
I seen you looking. You were in deep thought. If you're on Patreon, go back. Booney was like staring off into the screen.
No, I was, because I really was thinking, like, if one of my friends was like, I want you to meet my boo. And it's some little young guy. Like, how would I feel about that?
But like, see, we weren't in that type of space. So it was,
y'all was just talking.
We never really told anybody. It was like, you know, random. Well, I met her mom and shit like that. But it was like, we had like an understanding. It was like, we're not going to ever be anything, because I had kids and she eventually wanted a family and all of that stuff. So it was like, we just going to do this. We didn't know this shit was going to roll around for like 2 years. Shit was going on like for a minute, but it was just like, damn, like, okay. But it was cool because I never had to lie to her though.
Okay. Like,
so that was the one where it was just like, she was like, oh, you still fucking that crazy bitch? Like, oh yeah, like, she crazy as shit. Like, okay, you know, it's always good when you're the one that the nigga don't have to lie to. I feel like
it's always good when you're the one you don't have to lie to.
Because at the end of the day, like, if you on the side or you're the one who he feel comfortable talking to, I wasn't in a relationship at all, so I wasn't cheating on anybody. But there were situations that I had going on where they were a little crazy. So it was like, they always had to feel like they were the only one. You know what I mean?
No, so, I'm tracking with you.
So it's like always that one where you just be cool as shit where, like, she come in on the middle of some shit and you be like, yeah, I deal with this crazy ass chick. She's not my girl. And at that point, she don't feel obligated to even care. And then at that point, you can kind of be like, yeah, I'm a crazy chick. I'm going to hit you back.
I probably have been that before as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, when you get that, when you at that level with the person, it relieves so much stress from a man. Like, I ain't got a lot of her.
I definitely have been that person before in my younger days. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like at this point, the youngest, I definitely would go. I probably would do 10 years both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 and 10 is good. I mean, me being 45, I couldn't see me going 55.
Why?
Because at this point in my life, if I'm dating somebody seriously, now fucking, I fuck a 55-year-old. I fuck a 60-year-old just for the sake of, like, yeah, she's 60. I fuck the shit out of her. Gave that bitch a heart attack. But the whole point is, if I'm looking for somebody to be with, I think the highest I could probably go is 50. 5 years. Maybe.
I don't understand your rationale. Like, you just don't want to
like the older. I like a younger woman. I just like a younger woman. If she's a little older and she's mature and carries herself a certain way, yeah, that's cool. But I like a younger woman. I think I'm young in my mind. I feel like the way I move around, the way I vacation, the way I do things, I like to do fun shit. And sometimes you get women that are a little older in the tooth. They're not really
older in the tooth.
Yeah, but you a little old in the tooth.
Nigga, what?
That's what I'm saying.
Never heard that shit.
Yo, you pull it up. Get it on the pole. Have you ever heard somebody say, this is a little old in a tooth, or this person's a little old in a tooth? It's a saying. You can Google
it. I have never heard that shit. Okay.
But yeah, let's say 5 up, 10 down. We're going to leave it there. I'll go 5 up, 10 down. So Brian will go down to 35. For something serious.
Now you'll go up to 50, but fucking you can go to 25.
25 we can go for fucking. Now, what really fucked me up was, I mean, it was like first day of school. We had to introduce ourselves. Everybody's like, I'm a Delta, I'm this, I'm that, blah, 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 right? So I'm like, yeah, Brian, blah, 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 something, Omega. And the next day, 2 days later, my classmate was just like, hey, she was like, you know my dad? And I'm like, oh, shit, that's my nigga.
You old nigga.
And I was just like, damn, like, it really hit me, like, after that, like, oh shit, that's our dad. Like, this is like my daughter in a sense where I'm like, no, one of my frat brothers be somewhere and my daughter like, you know my dad? Like, now the whole shit switched. Like, y'all like my daughters. Like, y'all are like my daughters. So
again, I say all this to say, to bring it full circle, don't be out here fucking none of your classmates.
I'm not fucking up my classmates. The biggest problem is, we'll talk about it, but the biggest problem is when their mom come over for Parents' Day. Like,
there's to the other fake camera over here.
It's Parents' Day.
Not you going scouting on Parents' Day.
They probably be telling their mothers and shit, like, this fine ass nigga in my class, he's 45, he look good and shit, mom, trying to put you on. Who ain't trying to get their mother some quality dick in 2025?
I am. Not yeah. with you, but I'm trying to get right. my mom. I told Mama Ratchet.
I ain't fucking Robin Lynn.
I told Mama Ratchet. I'm going to get her escort.
You wild.
So listen, I saw this thing today, and I thought this was wild. Because, I mean, you single, I'm single. I don't think, you've never done date naps, right?
Nah, I'm scared.
Not you scared. So it's this new date nap that dropped called Score. And it says it's only for people with good to excellent credit. You gotta have.
That's a good niche, though.
Yeah, it says you gotta have a credit score of at least 675 to use it. It was launched by a financial platform, but they were saying because conversations around finances are sticky, but they cause a lot of problems in relationships. So they made a dating app for people with moderately good to excellent credit.
That's smart, though. That's real smart. I mean, I feel like we should come up with our own dating app. Like, the biggest thing I've learned in this whole entrepreneurship shit is disruption. And you got to come with, like, some type of app.
Disruptor.
We have to be a disruptor if we're going to make something happen. So if we have a dating app that targets just our kind, like, just Blacks, but
you know, the biggest,
just our kind, because I feel like our issues are with our women finding men that are available, and it may be like the men have to have certain, we'll talk about it offline because we don't want to give away all our goodies.
Can't give away the but, trade secrets.
Yo, when we drop our fucking app, we're going to be rich as a bitch, and then we're going to sell that shit to the whites.
Okay. So can we talk about it? Because I was on the dating app. A mutual friend of ours did my profile, was like, you got to try, da 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 da. So I did it. I hate it. I hate dating apps. I don't like the cadence of it. It's just something about it for me. It just does not work. I think I just thrive and shine more in person than through these little things, but whatever.
I don't like it. It's very superficial and people.
It is.
It's people trying not to be superficial. Oh, but it's very superficial.
I said it to my best friends. I was like, this app is making me feel superficial because Some of them, I wasn't even reading a page. I would look at the picture or they would like me and I'd be like, ew, you're ugly, X. Didn't even read what they said, X. Yuck, yeah. You gotta, you know, your eye fucked up, neck, your teeth fucked up, next. Like, so I was just like, dot, dot, wasn't even reading. So then I just say, slow down. At least read what they say to you or whatever. Some niggas don't know how motherfucking talk to people right out the bat. Like, I'm like, I would never respond to this, next. But I've made one conclusive fact. And I was talking to a homie about it, and he was saying some conclusive facts from his side in dealing with women on the date apps. But men will lie about their height, no matter their height. A fucking little person, a midget, a little person, is lied about his height on the dating app. So he said he was 5'1". I know a little person when I see one.
Yo, that's still little as shit.
It is. But he was a legit, like, 4'11 and under. I have friends
2 inches, who are, though.
He was shorter than that. If he was 4'7", that was pushing it. So I'm just like, you're already a little person. It don't even matter.
If he 5'1 or 4'11, you still gonna fuck.
I'm not. Because I feel like that, I would feel like I was with a child or something. They're just so little. But I just was like, why do men lie about their height? Another guy instantly said
height
to me,
height is such a thing for men.
It is, and I don't understand. Because, like, listen, that would
I'm
be
not
like,
6 feet. I'm not 6 feet. I'm 5'11".
But do you say you're 6 feet?
No. I had this one little joke that I use.
It's not your dick, the rest of the inches?
Yeah. You know, God asked me that I want to be 6 feet. I said, God, do what you want to do. He said, because, you know, I'll make you 5'11", and that extra inch, I'll put it somewhere else. And he blessed
good joke.
but I still feel like I'm around people that 6 feet, 6'2", and I don't feel little. Like, I don't feel like
short. No, you're a respectable height with your build. Like, you're not a little guy, right? I legit have somebody who swears to me they're 6 feet tall, and I'm like, nigga, we're out of eye. I'm 5'7". So if best you're 5'9", I'll give you 5'10" to be generous, but you're not 6 feet tall.
It just depends on the shoes y'all have on some day. Because there's some days that I stood next to you and I was like, I'm short as shit today. You know? Like, yo. Is,
people are shocked. Like, because somebody else was like, you're only 5'7". I thought you were like 5'9", 5'10". I'm like, no, I'm 5'7".
Yeah, it's sometimes I've been around you and your crew and I'm like, yo, they some big, tall, motherfucking girls. Yo. Like, I like my women around like 5'2", 5'3".
Yeah, definitely not 5'4", that
crew. Like somewhere in there. I mean.
Because it's easy to clear, right? Because if you're a 5'8", nigga, or a 5'9", nigga, you would a 5'3", girl.
You know what it's always been? The 5'2", to 5'4", has always had fat asses. They like short and thick. They ain't got too much. Like when you, the taller you get, sometimes it's like, yeah, split out. But it's like when they short and stacked.
That's what it is. So that's the thing I've noticed.
Ready to ride. Yeah. Because once you get inside.
Shut up. It's height with men. And case in point two, I don't know. I just, because I feel like why lie about it? Because at some point we're going to meet is the goal, right? So this one guy literally liked my picture and was said something about my ass. Because I did do one picture with the, I had to show you the padao. Oh,
now you're selling pussy.
I'm not selling pussy.
Oh, you selling pussy.
But he said, are you really 5'7"? And I'm like, oh, this nigga short as shit. So I went to his page and he was saying he was 5'9". So I was like, I automatically, certain ranges, I subtract certain inches, right? So if you are a man and you're telling me you're 5'9 to 5'11, I subtract 2 to 3 inches because you're probably 5'7, 5'8. It's crazy. Hmm. It's a girl math.
Well, I'm 5'11. I'm 5'11.
No, you're taller than me.
Yeah. So
I think sometimes if my fro is out, my fro adds height.
Yeah, I don't care nothing about that. Like, I feel like at this point, like, I'm at good height. I've been around enough men that I'm taller than and a few men that I'm shorter than. And I'm like,
it's very rare that you run into tall ass motherfuckers, right? Like, I think it's also delusional women's side because they think every nigga is 6 foot and 6'2" and above. And it ain't that many 6'2".
The crazy thing was when women always say they want a nigga that's 6 feet tall. I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Like, you 5'3". Like, shut up. Like, as long as you're not no poodle. Like, I feel like when men be like 5'7", 5'6", and they dating somebody I used to deal with, I'd be like, oh, he a poodle. If you my homeboy and you like 5'7" or 5'8", you cool. But when I see a chick with a dick, like she with a new her new nigga, I'd be like, oh, that nigga a poodle. I'd be like, he ain't no big dog, he a poodle. Little ass nigga.
Poodle.
Like, look at you walking with your fucking poodle.
Not a poodle. Yeah, I don't know. For me, like, I'm not like I've dated men who were my exact height. But God gave them the other inches someplace else. Now, I couldn't be like, you gotta have one or the other. Right? Like, you gotta have one or the other. Yeah, I don't know. Let me take that back. Because watch, it'll be some 5'6" king with a hammer who would snatch my soul, but I just never seen it. I ain't experienced it, but it might be somebody out there. That was we were in Houston. It was this nigga. He was like, oh, you tall? He goes, you got any friends taller than you? And I was like, oh, the people I was with that time, I said, oh, no, they're like my height or shorter. He was like, oh, that's not tall enough. I was 5'4". He was like, I like him 6 feet or taller. I chop a tree down. I said, no, you don't. And his friend was like, nah. And he showed me a picture of his girlfriend. She was like 6'1".
Damn.
He was like 5'5". I was like, oh,
and
that
he probably got her strictly off his confidence and shit because she probably was like, okay. Next thing you know.
He was talking big shit. I was like, so he got a big dick to back it up. One-two punch. Yeah.
What's the 1-2 punch?
That's how you get it, right? Use charisma or some type of personality draw in. Make me laugh. You're charismatic. Oh, he was nice. He was kind. You don't see the big dick coming, and then you fuck him, and the big dick just, like, chop you down. And it's like, you done. That happened to me before. Little skinny nigga. I was like, this nigga not about shit. But he was so fucking charismatic. Sold. He was cocky as shit. And then I saw that hammer and I said,
that's when y'all be talking about, oh, the big dick energy.
Yeah.
Like,
That'll pull it in. That'll seal the deal every time.
Yeah.
I know I
don't like talking about my personal business, but I do feel like it's a meme. It said, like, as soon as they find certain things about you, they start answering the phone different. It's like,
it's true though.
You hit it good, and all of a sudden, everything switches. The whole energy in the room, the whole energy in a relationship. Now you're getting good morning back text a little faster. Like, they texting you first. They asking you, like, you hungry? What's going on? You like, damn. Like, oh, now you fucking with me.
Yeah,
like,
that's how it go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the same thing with men.
But we find
the same
out,
thing.
Like, pussy good or something like
that.
Yeah,
like, oh, she a eater. Like,
yeah, that's true.
So I was saying this last night. We had a Patreon Galentine's Day thing, and I was saying it's so disappointing sometimes, right? Like, I like when you suck a dick, when your throat or your cheeks and your mouth hurt so bad the next day. So every time you, like, go to say something or you smile or you talk or you got a cough, like, it reminds you were gobbling that dick down. So I was like, it's so disappointing the next day. Like, you did that work on that dick and it don't hurt. And I'm like, man, he got a little penis.
Yo.
I'm ridiculous.
Yeah,
we talked about it because, like, you want to be stretched out. That's when you know you got a girthy one. When you go like that and it hurt, you're like, oh yeah, yesterday. Or you go like, why my throat hurt? I got COVID. No, because you gobbled that dick down. That don't hurt. Just an average old piece of meat.
I know when I, like, if I feel like I ate pussy for a long time, the next day when I go to, like, lift my tongue up, like,
yeah, right, like, you should be sore part,
it should be sore, and it'd be like, damn, like, I need, like, some hot tea or something like that.
Exactly.
Like, what was I doing? Like,
you forget what you were doing. Like, why does all of this tight? But because you were like, for X amount of minutes and the shit hurts. I like feeling those pains. Or you was riding dick and your thighs hurt the next day and you were like, oh yeah. I like feeling some of those pains because then it'd be like a flashback and I was like, oh yeah, that was.
You're such a hoe.
I'm not a hoe.
Yeah.
Respectable young lady.
Responsible and ratchet.
There you go. The whole thing. Yeah.
So what else is going on? What's going on in this world?
This will be old by the time we go. We didn't do it this year. You don't have Valentine's Day plans?
No, I'll be in school.
Look at how the tides have changed. I've not had a Valentine in a long time, Brian. I keep saying every year I'm gonna get a boyfriend again.
We didn't get any of our dumbass questions this year.
I didn't get no dumb questions this year.
Because every year it's so fucking annoying. Like, what should I get him? And then it's the same thing. I say the same shit. Christmas, Valentine's Day, birthdays. If you know your dude, you know what to fucking get him. Like, if he's smoking cigars, if he's drinking bourbon, if he, you know, fucking sassy with the hookah hanging out. You know who you're with. You know who you're with. Like, just, it should be so simple. But
so
gift giving,
maybe you've done such a good job that now we don't have any more questions.
No, these questions were like, we've been talking for 2 weeks. Should I expect something? Like, no, we've been dealing with each other this long. You know my rule. If you wasn't together, Thanksgiving, Christmas, or New Year's. We're not starting the year off asking for things that we didn't get the year before. So
you just sent me a meme today where it was like, if I fuck you today, you can still squeeze out a Valentine's Day gift.
And that's how it goes, because at the end of the day, like, if we already not fucking, nothing is happening. If we fucking, it's a chance that something might happen. I just think that when you go and buy that Valentine's Day gift and we only fucking, you changing the dynamic. You might let her know you appreciate her, but you can fuck that whole dynamic up by buying her a Valentine's Day gift.
How?
Because if you, like, it depends.
Like, what if it's, like, a small gift? Like, you just got her, like...
But that depends on, like, how your interaction is. If you fucking on a regular basis and she's staying the night and y'all, like, really vibing, like, going out and dating, that's different. If y'all just fucking, she don't get no gift.
So, a fuck buddy one time did get me some flowers.
Oh, yeah. I did shit like that. Like, I used to do the whole Trader Joe's, like, load the bag up, all of them the same.
Not you going around splitting them up.
I mean, no, they would be in, like, packs of, like,
plastic? You
know, yeah. I wouldn't split them up. I would just get, like, four or five of them. And it was four.
Okay,
hours.
I thought you got one and you was getting
No, out. I would just put them all in the bag in the back, and then I would just put them in the trunk. That way, like, if the person got in the car, like, oh, come out, get in the car, or hey, you know, I'm about to pull up. You want to go out in the trunk and get one and then close it back so they don't see all the rest of them. But those days are over. Like, I don't have time for that shit.
You too,
like,
old for that shit now?
I just don't have time for it. Like, I don't even want nobody feeling like some shit is more than what it is. Like, nope, I ain't getting nobody shit.
I did not get anybody anything either. I've purchased nothing this year. I'm not looking for anything. Well, you know, I did. Shout out to our responsible fave. Shout him out. Because I had tweeted, I think I tweeted or I said it on Instagram or something, that I wanted somebody to build me some Lego roses. Do you see those Lego kits?
Yeah.
And so our responsible fave, KG, is into Legos. That's like his stress relief thing. So he builds stuff. So he sent it to me the other day. He built me some Lego roses. And then he's like, I got to find a vase. And so then I get a text this morning, like, does this work? And I'm like, I love it. So
I was like,
it's like kindergarten fave. Valentine's. My best friend made me Lego roses.
I was like, responsible fave, that's definitely not me.
It's definitely not. Look, I'm going to show you. Look at them.
Oh, that is really nice. That's really nice. It is. It's really nice, for real. I swear.
So I'm like, yo, that was just a very sweet thing. So that's the only thing that I'll probably be getting for Valentine's Day. I'm okay with it. Aww. If Fuck Buddy dropped off dick, I wouldn't be mad at that. But because Brian, it's not right. I don't know if I told you, but I had to ask the doctor, like, this sex drive is not normal. And she's like, oh, but it is. I'm like, what? She's like, yep, buckle up. It's gonna keep getting worse. And I'm like, how?
So you want it every day?
Yeah.
Damn. See, I'm at the point where I think maybe like 4 to 5 times a week. Five days a week. Maybe 5 days out of the week. 4 to 5 days out of the week. Now, it could be multiple times in that day. Different things like that. But
Ryan, that's a lot of sex, though.
I know. But you say every fucking day. Like, that's a lot. That's stressful.
Five is still a lot, too. I thought you said like 3 times.
No, because like, I'm going to have a day or two doing it. I feel like I got to fuck all weekend. Like, I want to fuck Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, I feel like the weekend is just, like, a time for me to just get loose mentally. Like, my mind is scheduled that when Friday come, like,
you are a fool.
Yo, I just feel like Friday is a day where, like, I don't want to work. I don't want to do nothing. That was always, like, a day where I was like, oh, I'm getting some pussy tonight. Like, no matter what, like, my Friday, I'm getting some pussy.
Okay. How much sex does the average adult have in a week?
I would say probably 2 times a week.
One.
Yep.
One time a week.
And that's
you're saying five. That's a lot, like, on average.
But I'm saying 4 to 5. You give me.
Yeah, I would
give me Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm gonna be horny at the church. We could skip Monday. Mondays are always rough. Tuesday, give me back right on Wednesday, and then we go back rolling through the weekend again.
I wouldn't be mad at that schedule either, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the type where I'm gonna get myself in trouble, because one of the days when I'm supposed to be taking a day off, I might just be like, damn, you want me to eat your pussy before we go to bed? And then that's how I'm gonna get fucking in trouble. Cause I'm gonna be like, yeah, like, you look like you had a long day.
Like, I feel like that's very hospitable.
Yeah, I mean,
passionate partner.
Yeah.
I literally, like, one time a week. A quarter of married couples have sex one time a week. A third have sex 1 to 3 times per month. A month. That is disgusting.
Listen.
I ain't never been married, so I don't know, but that just sounds wild.
That shit sound familiar at certain points. But I'm gonna look into the camera and I'm gonna say this.
Okay, I'm listening.
To my future wife, if you ever think that you're fucking me enough and you fucking me 1 to 3 times a month, the days of that marriage are fucking numbered. Listen. 1 to 3 times a month, you might as well just fucking start packing your shit. Not even packing your shit. Just don't fucking ask me no dumbass questions. Like, for real. Because it's like, you're going to just be like, oh, like, damn, like, where you been? I'm like, getting some pussy, because this shit ain't it.
Ridiculous. But
Because you gotta know your personnel. KYP, know your personnel. They say it all the time in sports and football. You know who you have in the game. You know who you locked up with. You know who you're playing. You study, you do your film study, you do your homework. Y'all know the type of nigga y'all attracting. Y'all like these niggas who been outside, been fucking, you know their reputation, and y'all always be like, yeah, he was wild, or he was, don't come get me. Don't come get me. THOT, damn, I love a thot. If you're not willing to be a thot, a whore, and you didn't have to be that, like, with all of the guys and people you knew, but when you come over here, be willing to be a fucking whore. Like, my wife gotta be a slore. A slut whore. Like, okay. She gotta be, like, oh God, like, girl, I don't know what he's gonna be thinking about this weekend. Like, let me go ahead and get my wax. Let me go get all my appointments out the way. Like, who knows what he's about to come up with now? Like, cause I'm gonna just straight be like, hey, I want to be home. Like, at this point in my life, I don't want to cheat. I don't want to have to go anywhere to get anything else. Like, I just want to just come home and just be able to be like, want some other shit. And most of the time, it's probably going to be some regular shit. But this is going to be that one day when I put my foot on your neck, spit on your back, or call you all types of names.
Look at you having kinks.
It's just like every now and again, you just want to just wild a bitch out. Just because of an argument y'all got in earlier that day. Like, I'm going to fuck this shit out, this bitch tonight, and treat her like trash.
Not treat her like trash. Okay. You always cross the line. But I see what you're trying to articulate here.
What I think makes it special is women get bored too, right? So men,
yeah, it's 1,000%.
Right. So men think that we're the only ones that get bored. So in the sake of keeping a woman from getting bored, I feel like sometimes you gotta fuck her like you don't know her. Just fuck her like a whore off the street. Because she gets so comfortable with you being gentle, being a certain way. And then she hear her stories from her friends like Booney and all these people. And she be like, damn, like I ain't had no crazy nigga took me out and fucked me like that in a while. So it's like every now and again, you got a reminder. Bitch, I will knock your fucking head between these cabinets. You come around here looking like that. And then she be like, damn, like what got into you? Like nothing. I just wanted to fucking let you know. I will still fuck the shit out you like we just met. And it'd be like,
I think it goes to something you said before about shock and awe, right? Like,
yeah.
This would be like, oh wow, you need to, it's like a fine, like an oil change or something. Like,
yeah, because it's like you find yourself wanting to be gentle and make love and music and, you know, like, why are you shaking your head? Like, you don't want none of that?
I mean, not all the time, no.
Not all the time, but I'm saying it's like you in a marriage, in a relationship, like you're starting to feel.
Maybe like, that's why I haven't been married.
You're starting to feel like, oh, you know, I mean, for real, I honestly feel like sex is better when you take your time with it. And it's not just like a whole bunch of banging and slamming. But every now and again, you got to get physical. You got to like impart your will. Like,
I like a good slow stroke here and there, too.
I mean, I like slow stroking all the time. I just feel like it's just.
That's why bitches be going crazy.
Yeah, I'm looking you in your eyes, kissing you in your mouth, fucking you slow, talking and shit then you in your ear.
Yeah, that's why they go all crazy.
All that shit. I'm saying
doing that all the time with no rando.
I ain't saying random. I'm just saying that's what I'm doing. Like, that's what I'm doing. But I'm saying.
Yeah, don't do that all the time.
Every now and again, that's when you got to really, like, turn it up a little bit and, like, surprise them.
Yeah.
But the go-to is to be more sensual and, like, you know, stirring up the mac and cheese nice and slow. Like, you don't always want to be whipping it so fast that mac and cheese flying out the bowl. You got to.
I mean, I ain't mad at that once a week either. It's Thursday, nigga. Give me a bruise.
Every time then you got to grab them braids.
Yeah, like, I'm okay with that. I was always so nervous. This one guy, especially when I went natural, the way he would grip my hair, I'm like, he's going to give me a bald spot. Like, nigga, relax. I can't have no bald spot. Like, you can't rip my hair out of my head, please. Yeah, I don't know. I all I know is one time a week, and I guess I've never been married. I don't know the tempo of marriage. I don't know the tempo of being married with kids. But, like, I just can't process laying next to somebody.
One time a week is just not, it's not it.
Nothing's happening.
If you don't like me like that, then just don't be with me. Because I feel like if you see me 7 days a week and you only fuck me one time, like, you don't really like me like that. Like, you should be. Like,
no, yes, before somebody come in the DMs or comment on something, when is somebody sick? Obviously, we're compassionate people, right? When
things are not well. About, like, it's times when you're going to have a one-weeker. You're going to have a week that's busy, stuff going on, and you look up and be like, damn, babe, like, we ain't getting it all week.
But I just can't understand that the natural tempo of your fucking is always one time a week. That I can't comprehend.
And I'm talking about when we get to it, not like, oh my God, he said if she fucked him three times in a month, he gone. Like, no, I'm not talking about the first time that happens. I'm talking about when I look up and start to realize this is a pattern, you're not even initiating, you're not trying. Like so many guys get to the point where they get tired of trying. Ladies, if you are listening and you have a man, and every time you have sex, he starts it. He's got to kiss on you. He's got to touch on you. He's got to go down on you. You are in a vulnerable fucking position because he's tired of it. He's tired of always feeling like he's got to be the one to start the lawnmower, keep pulling the cord, getting everything started. You got to lean over and do something. Like, hey, we ain't even got football right now. This is the time for you to step your game up. Like, go get some new lingerie. Go do some shit and surprise a nigga. Because now Sundays is like, what are we going to do on Sundays? Go to church? Go to church? Go to the brunch with y'all? Like, you know, it's better when y'all come home from the brunch drunk.
And we're going to come sloppy drunk.
Yeah.
And horny.
Now we got to go with y'all. So it's like,
all the mimosas went straight to the pussy.
Right. But yeah, like, that whole, like, man got to initiate, a man got to, like, that shit get old as fuck.
You know, that's never been my ministry.
That's why it's like you're an outlier. And
I'm not waiting.
That's the problem. Like, the women, like, I had like you, they were never marriage material. They were never quite marriage or relationship material. They're the ones who are like always single. And then we end up marrying the one and we wonder why we got to do everything. Why are we getting a divorce? And it'd be like, you married the wrong one. Like, we don't stay with the ones who do everything that we want. I don't know why we follow the opposite of logic.
It's the patriarchy, right? Like, you got to go with what you were told. You got to get the good girl, whatever. I don't know. Now, sometimes I do fall back because sometimes I want a nigga to yank me up, bitch. Oh, okay, daddy. But if I want to fuck, I'm a fuck. So if I got to get this train going, I'm going to get this train going.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, especially when, like, you know it's one that you like. The bad part is when it's like you with a chick that you don't really feel like that, and she be like starting stuff all the time, and you be like, oh, I'm sleepy.
That's so terrible.
Oh. Yeah, we fake sleep too.
I definitely...
Sometimes we want to fake sleep.
I don't know. I feel like one person in particular, I can always remember that, like, I made it work because it was other things on the checklist that they had. And I was like, just tough it out. But it was just, we just did not have physical chemistry. And so I was like, I remember this one night in particular. And I'm like, he never wanted to. But I think he was seeing the pattern, like, she stopped initiating too. So what's going on here? I think it was like his Hail Mary. And I was like, I'm really tired. I think at that point we both knew it was over. I think I heard his little ego, but like, this is not going to work. This is not it. All right. So yeah, no Valentine's Day questions. I think the everyone's grown up. They got it. Or everyone's just not out here. They don't have no Valentine's. I think that's where we are. I know a lot of people who are single. It's a weird time right now.
It's a dying holiday. I feel like even with it being on a Wednesday, that kind of changed things too. The good thing about it being on a Wednesday, like, if you have a lot going on, you can really get around. Valentine's Day jam you up on a weekend. Like, it can really mess you up. But if it's on a Wednesday, you can get your side done, you know, on the weekend before. You can be like, hey, you know, I'm going to be working Wednesday night, you know, do what you got to do. I just feel like it's a dying holiday. I was out moving around this weekend and a nice little bar and restaurant thing, you know, doing a little thing. And it was a lot of couples out, but it wasn't a lot. Like, it wasn't like, you know, one of them things where, like, you can't get in somewhere. You know what I mean?
It's like more too, people are broke. More
people out for Mother's Day.
Yeah, I think people broke too, right? So,
yo, I don't want to spend no money on no, like, you spend money on food and drinks. That shit run up so fucking quick. Like,
everything's so high right now. Like, I keep saying, like, $20. I want a boyfriend, but I don't have it in the budget, honestly. And Did you see that clip that was going around today from another podcast? And the girl was like, if you make $50,000 or less, you shouldn't be courting. You shouldn't be dating.
I mean, that's crazy, but damn. I feel like they'd be giving people $50,000 just to write tickets on your car.
But so many people fall in that. Like, most people make between $50,000 and $75,000 a year.
That's true. I mean,
so those people can't date.
But I feel like a lot of those jobs come with overtime. So I do feel like if you're not lazy, you can go get another $15,000-$20,000. I always wanted a job with overtime. Like, if you're a police or you are, you know, in transit and stuff like that, like, they go and make another $40,000-$50,000.
Yeah, they can make six figures. They will work base and overtime.
As long as you're willing to work it, I don't care. Like, go hustle, get that money. Like, yeah. You at the end of the day, don't be in a position where somebody say all you can make this year is $50,000. Like, go get some more money. Like, find a way to go get some more money.
It's also this new game show, I guess, that's going around. And I don't know if they're staged, but it's going around on TikTok. And I seen them on Twitter, where these girls will be standing there and they have balloons. And like an eligible bachelor comes out. And if you're no longer interested, you pop the balloon. It's very loud and jarring. So this one guy, he just like walks right out. And they're all like, pop, pop, pop. Like, eight balloons popped right away.
I've seen it on Instagram.
Yeah, and so this one girl, one of the guys, they were like, oh, why'd you pop your balloon? And she was like, well, he's short. We already talked about that. But then she said, he's an electrician and ill. And I'm like, what a dumb bitch. Because trade people, electricians and plumbers, I wish I could meet an electrician. Don't let him be a master electrician. Oh, he making bank. He probably making $200 an hour.
It depends on which, like, I feel like for every profession, there's a low level and then there's a high level and there's like no ceilings. People are so stupid that they don't even know what people make. Like, yeah. They are just judging off of what people make. Like, I ultimately don't think people know what I do for a living. People just think I own a business, which is cool. And I'm okay with that. Like, I'm strictly okay with you thinking that that's all I do. Like, we know Booney makes money. We know she's like a GS-19. Like, they don't even have a 19. And we know that.
I do not. Look, I'm just a lowly employee.
We seen you say stuff like, you drop little hints on the podcast like, yeah, we were finishing up a class and I took them all out to dinner.
Shut up.
Like, oh, you were in charge. Oh, they gave you the bill. Like, oh, okay.
I still need every dollar from the Patreon subscriptions.
Oh, you live across the street from the other sorority with the big bank account where y'all got them houses built straight from the ground up. Like, okay. Y'all got people, y'all having brunches at the house with people cooking the brunch in the house while you're waiting for it. They got the pancakes and the waffles coming out hot. The lady pouring and drizzling syrup right over top of it. Like, oh, y'all got money, buddy.
I'm trying to be like her. You got to keep people in your circle. Aspirational.
It's your neighbor. It's your neighbor. Just for the record, Brian couldn't afford a house around there.
Shut up.
Because I showed up in phase 10. Like, yeah, we got one left. It's like 800,000. Like, but theirs were... It's like the classic example of getting something late and all your friends got there first. Maybe like, yo, they still got them laptops for 150. Like, no, he's selling them for 300 now. Like, yeah. It's still a discount or something. You'd be like, nah, I'm cool.
You snooze, you lose.
Nah, but it's good though. I definitely feel like as men dating women, like, y'all probably be intimidated. I could definitely see that.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't even tell men that I have a house. Like, I just say like crib. I gotta go to the crib. Because they do like, and I had somebody come to the house, right? And I done some things in here since the last time you've been here. And he only came on the first floor. And he was like, I was like,
you can start seeing that stuff in there watching the game.
I was like, nah.
getting comfortable to see themselves watching the game on Sundays.
Yeah, he was like, oh, that couch look, that look real. I was like, nope, that grand opening, grand closing. But yeah, I'm very aware of the language I use. Like, I try not to say mortgage anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because I'm just like, little stuff, you don't know what will trigger these niggas to be like, oh, because the last thing you want to hear, oh, you got it. Nope, I don't. I do not. So yeah, you got to move very strategically in these streets.
Yeah, I literally be like, I just be like, yeah, I gotta go to work.
Yeah, one guy, he just got mad at me because he was like, he kept texting, nigga, I got meetings. And it's not, sometimes it's not even meetings that I'm just sitting and listening, so I can be, I'm usually leading the meeting, so I have to be engaged and talking. And I was too busy for him. Oh. I said, I can't. Yeah, like, he's like, how can you always text me after 6? Nigga, that's when I got time.
Yeah, I'm working. I have a real job. Yeah, a real job. I don't have time to sit around and be on the phone with you all day.
So, yeah. Well, any final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Valentine's Day, Love Day, you know, share that chair of love with somebody. It's not important if you don't have one. You still have the whole rest of the year. Got 9 months left to find that boo.
We can do it together, guys. We can do it together.
And some of y'all don't really even want to be chose. Y'all just want something to hold y'all over until it get hot. Soon as May come, y'all bitch is gonna be out there thotting and bopping. So all you need is a little something to hold you over right now. And that's it.
That's it. That's it. All right, Brian. Well, thanks for coming on.
Yep. Homework time.
You can do it, friend. You can do it.
Can do it. I'm gonna do it. Oh man.
All right, that is it for this week's episode. Please keep the homie, the problematic fave, in your thoughts and your prayers as he's on this new journey in school. As you can see, he's a little stressed, a little anxious, but we know he's going to do fine. All right, don't forget to support our sponsors, Dame Products. You can get your STI kits and do that testing discreetly in your home. So use the code Boonie10 to save on your orders. And if you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to listen and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, YouTube, or any apps that you listen to your favorites on. Don't forget to leave those 5-star reviews. You could just hear a review on the next episode. All right. Follow us on all social media. Share the episode with those you love, those you don't love, those you fucking hate. I don't make these images for nothing. Okay. Have a dope ass week. Stay healthy, safe, and sane. Thank you for listening. And remember, the ratchet in me always honors the ratchet in you. Homie stay. Until next time.